things really begin to happen, it will be much, much more exciting. It will not be just a theory on the internet.
It'll be an announcement.
It will be happening. You see, there is a certain progress being made, but we are not there yet completely. We are not yet at this moment where I could say that the breakthrough is happening right now.
Okay. Now, I want to go back to some of the comments that you had made, and I thought it was fascinating. In the last 2 weeks, the Fulford newsletter has commented about the COBRA resistance a great deal. And I wanted to ask you if you could tell us what type of victory you felt you achieved when you went overseas and you met with the White Dragon Society.
Actually, I was making contact with three different dragon groups, and I would say there were certain negotiations taking place, and there is a result of certain of those talks is really game-changing. Certain agreements were made which will change the geopolitical structure of this planet in the future, that's for sure. I cannot say when or how, but I would say definitely the game on this planet will change.
Interesting. And you also said that the Malaysia disappearance of the plane had a lot to do with releasing the patents and advanced military technologies, that was actually a conflict between the United States and China. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because everybody is so done with the Malaysian stuff, and it continues to pop up, and there continue to be more and more theories as to what happened.
Okay, I would say this is another distraction. The whole story about this Malaysian plane, it's a typical distraction. People are so obsessed with this plane.
Yes.
So I would just suggest people to divert their attention to something else.
And do you feel that the conflict between the U.S. and China about the technology, is this all to do with free energy and who's going to control that, so to speak, to roll it out to the people?
No. This has more to do with the military technologies, which are quite advanced, but in a different direction.
Okay, cool. Okay, and then you also were talking about zero extraterrestrial involvement as a whole scenario.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You just are really adamant about that. How do you explain so many people's commentaries, including channelers? I understand you don't have that high of opinion of that, but how do you explain the fact that just about every single one of them is receiving information that it is involving ET contact? And
because this information is coming from the archons on the etheric plane.
But, I mean, why all of a sudden now is everybody on the same, you know, it's almost like every channel you read, they all are getting the same information.
Because it's coming from the same source.
I mean, I don't know. It seems like they've upped their technology capabilities or something.
Well, this is not the first time it happened, because if you read the channel material, when a certain idea comes out, it comes out through every channel at the same time. It happens a lot. And there are very few really good channels on this planet. I am not against channeling per se, but I would like people who are channeling to give themselves a little bit more training and perfect their channeling skills before they go public. And the people speaking in the name of the Ascended Masters, sometimes that's not a good idea, because the Ascended Masters are not saying the things that the channelers are portraying as the Ascended Masters saying certain things. It's not happening.
Okay, so how do you explain all of the intel through the financial channels? And these are some very reputable channels, by the way, and they're not at all on the same, you know, page as far as what you're sharing with us. Are they completely compromised?
You need to be more specific.
Well, for example, I mean, there's like tons of information out there about the new TRNs.
Okay. I will not comment on specifics, but I would say that in this community about this so-called revaluation, there was a lot of disinformation being spread by CIA agents, which were doing that by the order from the Jesuits.
Mm. Interesting. So it just keeps the
people need, to use their discernment in the whole process.
Right. Right.
Because there is much information which is true, but there is also a lot of disinformation coming out. And as I said a month or two ago, the information war is happening right now. A lot of good intel out there and a lot of disinfo out there right now. And people need to use their discernment a lot.
Wow. Well, on to a little bit different topic. Can you go over a little bit about the cleansing of the planet? So let's say that the event occurs and then we receive the assistance from the Galactic Brotherhood, whatever you want to call them. Do you agree that we will be beamed up on ships temporarily while they purify the planet?
I will not speak about this part of the plan before the opening of the portal on April 21st.
Okay. On April 21st.
Yes, there will be certain portal will open, and then I can begin to speak about certain things, not before.
Okay. Wow. Now, Cobra, have you ever heard of this guy, Dr. Joseph Cheffelon?
No.
Okay. He is a contactee, and he's a doctor that started putting out a bunch of videos on his perception of the demons that are pretty much, you know, running ramshot on the planet. And he was saying that 84% of the people on the planet are possessed by a demon. But here was this other thing I wanted to ask you. He said, but then there's two other classes of people that are robotic in nature. They equate to about 640 million people, and he puts them in the category of soulless. What would be your comment on that?
The number is a little bit too high, but he's actually speaking about the sociopaths, which have lost their connection with their soul. They're not actual robots, but people who have lost their connection with their feeling nature, because usually through feeling nature, a person can get into contact with the soul plane. Hmm. And people have shut down their emotional nature to the point where they have lost that one.
Wow. That's so sad. Okay, and then he also states that the dark will have to pay their dues, that it's not just going to be a second death. Can you comment on that?
They will have to balance the consequences of their actions. They will have to face what they did and deal with that one way or the other.
Well, I think that's going to make a lot of people happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So are you agreeing that karma does still exist, or are we just kind of releasing whatever karmic over, you know, whatever we've accumulated within all of our lifetimes?
The concept of karma is a programming tool of the archons.
Okay.
So we are not accumulating that. As you can see, the financial system works in the same way. It's also the programming tool of the archons, and the karmic system is actually the same. It's an energy financial system, you might say, and you are accumulating that because you have been trained in a certain system to behave in a certain way. But when you get into contact with your own true self, you can release all that. You can just learn your lessons and release all that, and you have no debt to anybody.
Thank you for that answer. I'm so glad to hear you reiterate that. So this is a very interesting question. I can't wait to hear what your response is. Is it possible that Jehovah is an actual malignant computer? And it's situated to control and cause fragmentation of the soul.
It is not a computer. It was a certain, I would say, entity that does not exist anymore. And that entity was controlling a certain portion of the etheric archon technology, and part of that technology was designed to fragment the soul.
So are we getting more successful? Is the resistance more successful in cracking some of the elusive technologies they've not been able to track down in other dimensions?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, good to hear. And I know I bring this up every month, but I get countless emails on it. I have noticed in the last 5 days a break in the chemtrails. Can you comment on any changes that have occurred on that end?
I have answered this many times. There are fluctuations in the number of chemtrails, but the drastic improvement will happen only at the event and after the event.
Okay. So now, do you feel like this this announcement in April 27th, to go back to that, do you feel like that's a possible Project Blue Beam with the Vatican?
The Project Blue Beam is not possible anymore. It has been erased from the surface of the planet. This will not happen.
Okay. Now, there are people that just love you, Cobra, in the eastern countries of Europe, and they would like you to share with them if there's any victories that you could express that have occurred in that part of the world.
Well, I don't see any specific significant victories in that part of the world, but that part of the world has a lot of presence of the Eastern Alliance. There are many, I would say, representatives of the Eastern Alliance which are working on their missions quietly behind the scenes. So there are no spectacular results, but there are, I would say, colossal changes behind the scenes which will result in great planetary liberation.
So, and a lot of support comes from that location of the world, right?
Yeah, that part of the world is very, one of the key areas of the Eastern Alliance activity.
That's good. Now, can you also explain how the healing takes place in the light chambers and the crystal healing beds back in the time of Egypt? Can you explain how that worked?
It depends on the time frame that you're asking about, because there was a certain, I would say, after the fall of Atlantis, the old technology was being degraded time after time. So the very first versions were actually star chambers, which were able to back engineer the light body and restore the original frequency. But after some time, that technology has been forgotten, and the later versions were only able to increase the presence of light to a certain degree and not restore the original light body completely.
Wow. And so do you still agree, right, that each of us is going to have to go through that process, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that is directly correlated with the genetic, messing with the genetics of the DNA.
Actually, everybody's putting too much attention on the genetic makeup in the whole process. What is more important is the transformation of consciousness. And that transformation of consciousness will automatically realign the DNA.
Speaking of transformation of consciousness, can you give us an approximate idea of how much we have grown in that area?
Actually, the real process will just begin when the event happens, because in conditions we had on this planet, real expansion of consciousness was not very easy. But after the event, this will be accelerated drastically.
So you don't feel like there's been a big shift, say, in the last 6 months?
Not really. There has been improvement, but the real shift is much, much more. When the real light comes on this planet, it will be something far beyond what people are experiencing right now.
Okay. Now, Cobra, a lot of people wanted to ask you about the stratospheric balloons.
Yes.
And many have asked, can you explain how they actually created a big crack in the matrix and a dent in the security firewall that the Archons created?
Basically, the stratospheric balloon goes beyond the veil. It goes beyond the reach of the Archon etheric network. So when the balloon goes above 8.6 miles of altitude, it is beyond the reach of the Archon. They cannot influence it. They cannot control it. They cannot do anything about it. And when it comes back, it brings back the vibration, the energy, the signature, the quantum signature of that free area, of that liberated space. And this creates a certain hyperdimensional wormhole which connects the surface of the planet with the liberated area. And this loosens the calcification of the matrix. It decreases the power of the etheric Archon technology.
Wow, so we should all be doing that. This doesn't cost a whole lot of money, right?
Yes, you can do it for a few hundred of dollars. So it's possible. Some people have done it even with as little as $100.
Oh my God, we got to get on that. Do you have a link on your website as to how to make that?
Yes, yes. Okay. It's when I posted my Cobra Beyond the Veil blog post, there is a link which actually two or three links which detail the instructions how to do it.
Okay. Well, we will get on that as well. Now, Cobra, you're familiar with Courtney Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're familiar with the implication postings. Well, he just released the final announcement, and it was basically to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that remote viewing was not only provable but accurate. And part of it was exposing the activities on Mars. How do you feel that this is affecting our society today and the unfolding again of this new paradigm we're going into?
Well, it was not a groundbreaking, earth-shattering announcement, but it did help certain people to become more aware of the reality of the remote view.
You're so funny. Now, can you also tell us the significance of the 37 pyramids on the Crimean Peninsula? I mean, are they playing a role in the Russian-USA conflict?
It's a certain vortex area there, which is important, but not crucial in this whole situation.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the Band of Peace. You probably know about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us, what is that about? I mean, can you explain what the importance of that? Will all of the pyramids be lit up at one point where they will actually be providing energy to the entire planet?
Not exactly. What will happen is that the pyramids will be once again tied into the network of light on the etheric plane, and they will become again transmitters of light from the center of the galaxy.
Wow. Okay. And that's it?
I mean, that's it. That's enough. It's a very important achievement.
Yeah. No, I agree.
The planet assists in the transformation of the planet and its, I would say, its ascension process.
Hmm. And is it true that a UFO was found under Giza and they determined it was Jesus Christ?
I would not agree completely with that. There were certain things that were found there, but it was not exactly as you have described.
Okay. And do you feel that Bigfoot exists?
Yes.
And is what kind of relationship does the Bigfoot have to man?
I would say it's a sister or I would say a brother race to humanity.
So they're not coming from like UFOs?
No, it's a gem. I would say that race has been born on this planet and has been evolving on this planet.
Okay.
For quite some time, parallel to humanity.
Okay, and are you familiar with the Facebook announcement? They just announced the Deep Face program. Did you hear
about
this? Okay.
No.
They just made an announcement about the Deep Face program where researchers can determine whether two photographed faces are of the same person with a 97.25% accuracy rate. And I wanted to know what you thought about that because it very much is in alignment with WellAware1.com.
Yes, that kind of programs are actually well known in the intelligence community. They're using them for face recognition programs. From surveillance cameras. So this is now becoming technology which is coming public domain, which can be used for good or for not so good purposes.
And do you feel that a lot of the information that's been presented from a scientific perspective with the software, it's actually shown that a lot of the players, the main players out there, are actors?
Yes, it's true.
So you've got, so it's basically, this whole thing's kind of like a stage performance, right?
In certain aspects, yes.
And my question to you is, who is behind that? You know,
Cabal is using this to further their agenda, for example, in staging false flag events and other operations.
But you know what I'm saying? Who is behind the good guys that are the actors that, you know, we would consider our bringing forth some very positive changes?
Well, I'm not allowed to speak about that aspect right now.
Okay. Okay. I will not push that. Now, Cobra, not to make anybody fearful, but I would like to know if the Galactics are assisting us in this area. They have just released a new form of GMO with a synthetic biology. I wanted to know if you knew about that. If so, is it as bad or even worse than the existing GMO foods we have right now?
It is worse, but the life forces are doing many things to stop this and to eliminate it as much as possible.
Excellent. And now, do you agree that the Archons are one and the same with the ancient text references to the Anunnaki?
Very similar, yes. Some of them can be described as Archons, or they can be described as their high-level minions.
Wow. And I was watching this interview the other day, and the biggest thing that hit me was that Sophia, the most precious gift that Sophia gave us was imagination. And so I thought that that would be a really good place for us to stress and specify to the ground crew, is to keep their imagination open of this amazing unfolding. You know, do you agree with that? That that's like a huge part of this process of getting there sooner rather than later?
Yes, I agree completely.
Okay. Because that just hit me like a ton of bricks. So now, with that said, Cobra, I was blown away that there were so many comments made by Fulford. It sounds like you guys are working very closely together. Did you want to comment on that? Because I know a lot of other people noticed it too.
I would just say that there is a certain link of cooperation which has been established, and it's progressing nicely.
Okay. Now, one last thing. Can you tell us a little bit about your success of your last couple of activations?
Both activations have been very successful. We have been able to activate both vortexes and trigger a big transformation of both countries, both Japan and Taiwan.
Excellent. And now, do you feel that we are in any kind of danger regarding all these tsunami situations? Okay,
no.
I'm really glad you put that out there. And is there any way, Cobra, does it look like we have, through the disappearance of the Malaysian plane, is there any possibility that that has brought light to that particular base and that that's related to HAARP? Is that correct?
There are other things happening in Diego Garcia base, and not just there. There are many, I would say, deep secrets in those bases, and I will reveal some of them very soon.
Cool. But, I mean, that's going to be a positive, right? Because
it will have positive effects. As a side effect, yes, people are becoming more aware of this.
Yeah.
But there is much more to come.
Okay.
This is not the whole story yet. Far from it. There's much more.
Cool. Okay, well, is there anything else that you wanted to share today? I'm hoping that I covered as much as I could in the short period of time that we had, but, is there anything else that you wanted to share as far as especially going between, you know, this window of opportunity and what you'd like us to focus on?
People can read my blog. In the next few weeks, I will be releasing certain intel and certain instructions for operations taking place and for the opening of the portals. And I cannot say much now, but very soon I will receive clearance to release much more.
Terrific. Is there, with that said, in closing, is there anything else that you can share with us without endangering lives of those that are helping us phenomenally? You know, as far as any other, any other victories?
There is a huge victory in development and production and distribution of over-unity devices. And that's a significant thing.
And that's the quantum energy generators, right?
Yes, and many other technologies also.
You know, people have asked me, why was it called over-unity?
It is because it brings more energy out. It puts more energy out than you have to put it in.
Okay.
That's a technical term for a device which has more than 100% efficiency.
Awesome. Okay. Well, so are you feeling very upbeat about this window?
Yes, it's a big window of opportunity, and many things are possible, and it has a great potential.
Okay. Well, with that said, I just want to thank you for coming on, and hopefully we'll have some amazing, shocking news next month, right, Cobra?
Yes, many news will come during the time period, and I would like to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Take care, Cobra. Thanks, as usual, for your time today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Bye.